We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Thanks to Will Middlebrooks for stopping by.
Good guy, man. I love his energy.
Will Middlebrooks?
Yes.
Great energy.
I'm telling you.
Great dude hitting the ball well, and that's really nice right
good
now.
For him.
Hey, the special guest is on the couch.
There he is.
Hey, let's welcome Heath Bell back to Petco Park.
Good job, Heath.
This
welcome
is awesome,
back.
Man. First of all, update everybody on what's happening in Heath Bell world right now.
Heath Bell world is more like my kid's world.
Yeah.
I have a 17-year-old daughter that's driving, so watch out there. Ooh. Sorry about that one. You know, likes boys and, you know, proms and all that good stuff. And she's a junior and freaking out about college. But high school just ended for her, so we calmed down a little bit on that and try to get her a job. My other teenage daughter is still in school for 2 more weeks, and she's not liking school right now because everybody else is getting out. And then my boys are Little League, you know, T-ball playoffs, and they got knocked out, my oldest one. And my youngest one plays T-ball, and I don't think the game goes as fast, you know, because he's out there throwing some dirt around and not watching the game and watching a ball goes by. But, you know, helping out coaching there and just kind of really being a dad and all the stuff that my dad did to me, you know, go camping or take your kids to truck rallies here or wherever. And I'm just trying to do that with my kids now.
I love it. That's great stuff. You know, you talk about this. Sound like you're going to be busy for a few years.
Yeah, probably.
From the range of what I heard, the ages, you're going to be busy.
Yeah, let's see, 17, 13, 11,
I wonder if it's an advantage that the girls are older and the boys are a little bit younger. Now, I had girls, so I'm just, you know, I don't have to tell you.
You know what? I've missed a lot with the girls, so that's why I don't think the girls necessarily like dad right now. Because dad comes home and he says no, or like boys
Ooh.
Come up, and I'm like, I don't know about that boy. And so it's, you know, I know they love dad, you know, but sometimes dad has to be the hard guy.
Yeah, no, so. I think that's part of the deal.
Now he's home. Dang it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, go play. And mom's like, no.
Well, that's great. Great to hear you're involved, you know, with the kids playing baseball and everything like that and kind of enjoying life as a dad.
A little bit. And then, I forgot to say, I was going to tell you the rock and roll marathon. I did the half marathon with a buddy. We did a relay just yesterday.
Oh, man.
So I was running around.
How was it?
Relay?
Yeah. You can do a half marathon and you do half and then you hand off the drumstick baton and he does the other half.
So you did the first half?
Yeah.
That's smart.
It was uphill.
Oh,
my buddy had the downhill.
Not smart then.
So I think I run a little bit better uphill than most people. I just have big tree trunks, and we both ran roughly, I think, a 9-minute mile. So it was
awesome.
Pretty good. We finished under 2 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We were
congratulations.
Proud of
that. Yeah, no, you should be. That's a real deal accomplishment.
Jesse and I didn't run.
No, we were here.
Yeah.
I would like to say I was working, and that's why I didn't do it, but I don't have that excuse because Chris Budden, the reporter for Fox Sports San Diego, she ran the half marathon in the morning, and then she worked the game last night.
I could see the bottom of your running shoes are not very good, so that's the only reason you didn't run. You
yeah, no,
got
that's
a hole.
That's just awful.
I didn't have
Come
new
on
shoes.
Now.
That's it.
You got to get some good shoes.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's all about the shoes.
We'll train for next year. How
yeah,
about you and I will do it together?
Sure, absolutely.
Do the relay.
Good for
we
you.
Can do the baton.
I'll get the pom-poms out.
I'll do
you guys on.
I'll do a quarter. You do 3 quarters. It'll be
sounds good.
It'll be perfect.
Perfect.
I'll do like 5 miles for you.
Well, you know, we could dress up in Elvis costumes like some guys did and push in a stroller, and you could be in the stroller. And
I don't know about that.
We're getting video. I know that.
That's,
it will show up on social hour.
One of the firefighters I saw, he did it in like the full firefighter outfit, which is crazy. Those jackets are heavy, those helmets.
Like there's in Disneyland, there's the Star Wars half marathon and 5K and stuff at Disneyland. And I've told my kids because my 5-year-old – made us all dress up as Star Wars characters. He loves Star Wars. He could tell you anything about any movie, anything. And he's only 5. But he's like, yeah, we're doing that. We're doing Halloween costumes. Because I was Chewbacca, and we had Boba Fett and Jango Fett and C-3PO. And I tried to get him to be Yoda because he's only like yay tall. But he wanted to be Anakin.
He's in charge.
Yeah, yes, what are we going to do?
He's in charge.
Well, the little guy always is. Look at his face. He's cute.
You couldn't say no to that.
Come here.
He's got his Heath Bell jersey on too, which is pretty solid. He wants no part of Padres
he wants
Social,
no part
Hour,
of Social Hour,
which is
not coming over.
I guess understandable. So, how much Padres baseball are you keeping track of?
You know,
year?
We've been watching the games at home. It's just with the kids playing. My son Reese just got knocked out of the playoffs, so we were having games and practice just about every night. We've been here a few times, but as soon as the kids are out of school, so in 2 weeks we'll be have no school, and we'll be here probably a lot more. But we've been following them, and they've been doing really well lately. They had that one spin a couple weeks ago where they just fell. You know, we're Padre fans now, and I love how I can say I'm a Padre fan now because I'm not playing for any other team.
That's
anymore.
Great. I understand.
So, because my buddies the last couple of years, like, oh, who are you playing for this year, this and that? And I'm like, yeah, well, how do you think the Padres do? Well, we're going to beat them. You know, now I'm like, no, we're going to kick your butt now.
Yeah. So what'd you make of the offseason as you're just sort of watching? Obviously, you're still with the Marlins at that point, you know, and things are happening and trades and crazy.
This offseason?
Yeah, with the Padres.
Well, this offseason, I signed with Washington.
Washington, that's right.
I went to Washington, and I was doing really well with the team, and I was pitching well, and it looked like I had a really good shot of making the club. And then all of a sudden, our third baseman went down, our left fielder, our center fielder. Like Span and Worth wasn't coming back like he was supposed to, and we just had all these guys getting hurt, and I went to Matt Williams and said, hey, if I'm not going to make a roster spot, let me go, and there's about 13 days left to camp. So we talked, and so it was a mutual thing. They let me go, and I talked to my boys and my girls, and everybody wanted me home, but really my 11-year-old is – he's playing baseball right now, and he's the really – he's passionate for baseball like I am, and I wanted him to, you know, hey, do you want dad to keep playing or whatnot? And he said, dad, I kind of want you to come home. And I was
That's
like,
awesome.
All right, I'll be home in a few days because I'm in Florida. I'm going to drive home. And told my agent the next day, and he goes, but we got a couple teams that want you. They said you're going to make the club. And I was like, yeah, it's more important to go home and spend time with the kids. You know, I've never really been a dad. I've wanted to be a dad. I've wanted to go camping and fishing and hunting and hiking with the kids and, you know, just mess around with them.
And this is the best time, you know. Now, these are the years you want to
do. And my girls
it.
Didn't really play a whole lot of sports, so I got those passed. And now the boys love sports. So I'm always running around and doing stuff like that.
I think your timing's pretty good.
I think you did a good job.
That's awesome. All right, great. So. Heath Bell's here. We'll take a break, come back, hang out for a few more minutes. We'll get some Twitter questions going. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk Heath Bell. And we'll have a good time. I like this, Randy. We got a right-hander to balance you out.
Yeah, we need that every once in a while.
I agree. Also, we'll get you some injury updates when we come back, too. We'll have our AMR injury report because there is some news to pass along involving Brandon Morrow, involving Yonder Alonso, some stuff like that. So we'll get everybody all caught up. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco's proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Heath Bell hanging out with us on this Monday night before the Padres and the Mets. More Padres Social Hour presented by United right after this.